All right, welcome back to The Huddle with Rich and Artie right here at 101.3 ESPN as we go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, he's the new voice for Vermont men's basketball. It's Sam Hyman. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Happy to be here in Providence, and we've got ourselves a good game tonight.
Well, first things first. First of all, congratulations on getting the job. It must have been very exciting to be the voice of University of Vermont men's basketball.
Yeah, I got to be honest. It was great to hear the news, and I'm really looking forward to being with the guys all season. And being on the road for 3 games in 5 days is a great start to just kind of build chemistry with everybody. So it's been fun thus far, and hopefully this team continues to live up to the hype that it's been getting.
Sam, I mean, normally, you know, a team like Providence, especially on the road, and they have two or three of these kind of games every single year where you look at it on paper and go, maybe they can just stay close. But doesn't it feel right now, especially after the performance the other night, like they've got a shot tonight at the dunk?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely the case. This is a team that has, I mean, I've only been here for a couple of months now, but the way that a lot of the coaches and just being around everybody, this is there are a lot of expectations with this game. And when you look at Providence specifically, they are in a little bit of a rebuilding phase, losing obviously Chris Dunn, 5th overall pick in the NBA draft, and basically their roster is role players combined into now starting roles for the most part. So this is a game, a very winnable game for Vermont, and I think they have for sure a good shot.
Sam, tell us about the Quinnipenic game. I mean, my goodness, your role, 94-70. The offense was just tremendous. You guys were on fire.
Yeah, that was a great game for pretty much everybody involved for UVM, and especially it was great to see the new guys like Peyton Henson, who sat out last year after transferring from Tulane, and then also Anthony Lamb, who today actually earned the America East Rookie of the Week.
Yeah.
After his 23 points and 9 rebounds, he is an absolute stud right out of the gate. And he actually played with Emmett Holt, who is on Providence back in high school. They're both from the Rochester area. So Lamb told me a couple days ago, this game is marked on his calendar. And right out of the gates, obviously, it's at the beginning of the season, he is jacked up for this game and walking. We went to shoot around earlier today, and I just saw him just kind of say to himself, like, wow, especially with the environment that it should be tonight for their season opener.
Yeah, talk about Lamb a little bit. There was a buzz about him coming out of Rochester, New York. He had a great, but the thing is we've seen so many, 2,000 to 3,000 point scorers coming out of high school and never get anywhere at Patrick Gym. But this is been very impressive. I mean, I'm thinking, freshman year, guys like Coppenrath going way back, Eddie Benton, those are the only ones that come to mind as far as the first couple of games offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Becker said that Lamb has been one of the most impactful freshmen that he's ever had, and we're not even 2 games in, but he's absolutely right. I mean, a guy who can play inside, also can shoot the three, has good bounce off the dribble. I've been impressed with him in practice, and he is, I wouldn't say at another level just yet, but the guy will continue to get better each and every game. And I'm very interested to see how he plays tonight. After getting 1 game under his belt against Quinnipiac, that is a good thing because he's gotten the nerves out. He told me after his first exhibition game that he was actually a little nervous, and he scored 25 points in that game. So I think he is just living in a good world right now and loves the atmosphere with all the teammates.
Yeah, it seems like he's scoring almost a point a minute at this point. I can't imagine if you leave him in there for 37, 38 minutes what he's going to put up. But what's his deal? I mean, I noticed just listening to the game and looking at the box score, he's obviously getting to the free throw line, so I take it he's very aggressive driving in.
Very, very aggressive for sure. And like you said, getting to the free throw line, he's been doing that quite a bit and has been making free throws. So he's got a high arcing shot, loves to drive, like I said. But if he can play, again, Providence is a bigger version of Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac last year led the nation pretty surprised to know to find this out, but they led the nation in offensive rebounding last year. But Providence is obviously a Big East opponent, and they've got wing players that are 6'7", and then obviously Ernie Duncan is only a 6'3", so there are going to be some mismatches. But with Anthony Lamb, he is an absolute body. Whether he's listed at 6'6", but he plays very hard and will get to the free throw line for sure. An aggressive player, and I look for him to be very physical with Providence.
Sam Hyman, Vermont men's basketball. He's the voice of Vermont men's basketball, joining us here on the TikTok Jewelers guest line. How deep is this team? How deep is the rotation going to be? I know they play 10, but looks like it could be, what, 8 or 9 deep for most of the games, or are these going to cut rotation a little bit?
I think definitely eight or nine in terms of depth. There is a lot. Not only is there depth, but that comes with veteran leadership. I mean, when you have Trabell Haynes, I mean, Dre Wills is a senior, and he's not even starting, and he's a very good defensive player. Coach Becker says all the time, when the ball's loose on the floor, Dre Wills always seems to be in the thick of things. So, I mean, top to bottom, you don't even count the fact that Josh Hurley, who didn't play in the first game, he's been banged up a little bit. He'll be back out soon. He is 6'8" and can actually handle the basketball. Like, he's brought the ball up the floor as almost a point guard per se in the exhibition games. So they're, again, they don't have a player taller than 6'8", but they can really stretch the floor. They can get out in transition. And when you can get three or four guys consistently fluctuating off the bench, it's huge.
Sam, thanks a lot for stopping by. Congratulations again. Good luck tonight. Not far from tip-off, Vermont at Providence, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later on, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys, for having me, and we'll see if the Catamounts can start 2-0. I think they've got a good shot.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Sam.